from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, Bert, I'm going to ask you the question I asked the guys earlier. I think that Seth Lugo was the most important Royal from them down the stretch. Now, obviously, you need Bobby Witt to continue to be Bobby Witt. You need Cole Reagans. Seth Lugo had a 2.17 ERA heading into the 4th of July. Since the 4th of July, he has a 5.36 ERA. This team cannot win the division if he doesn't get back on track. They can probably hold on and still make the playoffs. But if this team is going to catch Cleveland, and it is realistic for them to catch Cleveland, if you are three games back with 35 to go and you play seven of those games against that team, you can absolutely catch them and win the division. You need Seth Lugo, though.
Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans. Right, Reagans is pitching well, so his name isn't brought up all that often, but I think the both of them, they need to remain aces. Well, Reagans needs to remain an ace. Lugo needs to get back to his ace-like stuff that we saw over the first 3.5 months. But honestly, I think there's eight names, really, that this team, as currently constructed and with what we've seen over the past few weeks, there's about eight guys that must maintain their level of play if they're going to track down Cleveland. Now, I think they can get to the playoffs if a few of them regress slightly, but it's, you know, the big four starters, Lugo, Waka, Reagans, and Singer, Lucas Erceg as your lone reliever that is that must be reliable, and then you throw the big bats in the middle of Vinny Salvi and Bobby Witt Jr. Those eight must all pitch, hit, defend to an all-star level. Bobby, of course, must hit, defend, and run the bases to an MVP level. I would agree that Lugo and Reagans top that list, but until someone comes alongside Lucas Erceg and serves as a solid setup guy, until another bat comes alongside Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi and brings that consistent approach. I mean, you can make a case that Freddie Fermin's that guy right now, but push come to shove, I don't.
Blanco might be that guy after the weekend he had. You need to keep him in the lineup.
He had a nice 48 hours. Freddie Fermin's had a nice 2.5 months. I need someone to have a nice 39 games going into the season to truly bring the kind of offensive threat this team's going to need if they're going to get through that riptide and track down Cleveland. Again, they can make it to the playoffs by just doing enough. You know, Reagans can take a step back, and that can be offset by the return of John Schreiber or a healthy Michael Massey. But multiple of those eight, I don't see how this team overcomes that. So I agree with your point about Seth Lugo, but to me, all of your all-star caliber players, and I put Erceg and Vinny in that group, all of your all-stars must continue to be all-stars unless, you know, someone I'm missing right now steps up in a big way down the stretch, and I'm not holding my breath for that.
So Erceg is number one. He is the bullpen arm that you trust the most.
He's the only bullpen.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask you, so today he's unavailable for today's game because of how many pitches he threw yesterday. You would think that he's unavailable.
I think they would go to him for a big out. let's hope that against an Angels team that's this bad, you don't have a big out.
That's what I was going to say. Like, if there is a game, especially with the 20-game stretch that you have coming up starting on Friday against the Phillies, if there is a game or a situation where you can tell Ursek, hey, we got it tonight, I hope that it's today against a team that is completely eliminated from the postseason. They are one of the five worst teams in the league. I go into this series. You don't have to sweep them. I think it's unfair to go into a baseball series saying, hey, you got to win all three of these games. There is no chance you can lose this series against the Angels. So you got to figure out a way to win two or three. And you would think when you got your two All-Stars going the first two games of the series, you got Lugo going today, you got Reagans going tomorrow, you would hope that these are the two games that you win.
Yeah, and while you're correct in that you don't ask for a sweep, especially on the road, I know they're at home. To me, I view this series like I did that Cincinnati series. Give me two of three. But if those two happen to be the first two, well, then I'm going to get greedy, and I'm going to ask for all three. Actually, it's not greedy to ask this team, a team 14 games above 500, to beat down a team that's a run differential like 250 runs worse than the Royals. To me, it's not greedy, actually. Once you get there, if you get to game three and you've already taken the first two, now finish off that sweep, because like you did in Cincinnati, we're getting to the point of the calendar where you need to keep teams where they're at. Not just losing teams down, but remind the Angels, like you did the Reds, that you're not on our level. You know, to me, that's what hurt so much about dropping two of three in Minnesota. That's what hurt about dropping two of three to the Red Sox, is because, even as I sit here, I still feel as if the Royals are better than Minnesota. I think they're better than Boston, but I can't say it declaratively because of what happened in the head-to-head matchups. I wanted to walk away from those series saying, see, even the Twins and Red Sox aren't at the Royals level. I wasn't able to do that. Certainly I was able to do that against the Reds, and I better be able to do that at the end of this series against the Halos.
Bill Cowher makes the point that in the playoffs, your weaknesses are what get you beat. If you're a team that can't stop the run, you're going to always get matched up against that team, and you're going to have to do it in order to advance. It is funny because even though we have seen, 120-something Royals games at this point, man, the biggest question for this team all year has been, can you do it against a team that's not the White Sox? And as we hit this stretch where, starting Friday, it's go time.
Yep.
It is now football season, so to speak, and not just I'm talking about with the Chiefs, where every game result matters.
Right.
You can't get too high about a win. You can't get too low about a win. We're talking about games against Cleveland, directly catching them, a game against Houston, who looks like they might be the hottest team in the American League right now, games against Minnesota.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
Minnesota, this team has played well enough to put you in a position where you can make the playoffs because of how they've played the first 120 games. This 20-game stretch can absolutely get you eliminated from the postseason, or it could make you the hottest team, the most dangerous team going into the postseason because of how you play.
Or you could be the best team in Major League Baseball at the end of it, because you're going to have so many of those teams that you're vying for that crown with. Seth Lugo, for as many concerns as there have been of late with him hitting some sort of a wall and blowing past his single-season career high in innings pitched, C-Dot, look at Seth Lugo's schedule. His next four starts after today, it's Sunday, the finale against Philadelphia. Then he pitches down in Houston in that bandbox known as the Juice Box. And then it's the final matchup with the Cleveland Guardians here at Kauffman Stadium. And then it's in New York on September 11th against the Yankees.
That's a big spot.
Those are the next four starts for Seth Lugo. So not only does the team need to handle their business against the Angels, but Seth Lugo, if he is searching for any confidence, if the team behind him, the organization behind him is in need to see him good, boy, they better figure it out over this, over these next nine innings, and they better bank some wins going into that stretch, because not only could their weakness, which is, of course, their bullpen, sink them in this riptide that starts coming up on Friday, but, you know, if Lugo and Reagans, Waka and Singer, if that rotation isn't elite, that could sink them. If Bobby doesn't play like an MVP, that could sink them. Again, 20 straight games, not only could the Royals, perform well and win the division and be the best team in Major League Baseball at the end of it, they could also be on the outside looking in. You know, for as good as we're feeling right now, a lot can change in 3 weeks. The Royals can go from running away with the third wild card to being a good 3.5 games back of that third wild card. So, yeah, I mean, surprisingly, CDOT, there are a lot of new baseball fans, a lot of people in Kansas City going through this for the first time that weren't there in 14 and 15. And I'll be honest, I'm nervous of how their emotions are going to how their emotions are going to be over the course of the next 6 weeks, because it's going to get bumpy at some point.
100%. I made this analogy, and I think I've made it to you before, is Royals fans are about to embark in something that they've never really experienced before. I understand once you make it to the postseason, anything can happen. I don't think that this Royals team is going to the World Series. But what I've never seen the Royals do is, I've never seen the Royals have a good season, make the postseason, maybe win a series, and then lose in the second series. You know, I make the analogy in the NFL. There's plenty of teams. Basically what Green Bay did last year. Right. Green Bay went 9-8, they made the playoffs, they won a game, they then lost to the San Francisco 49ers. Everybody feels good about what the Packers did, and it's about building on that and being a better team this year.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see that day-to-day grind, because even in 14, you remember late in the season, Ned's like, hey, something special is going on out here. I wish Kansas City was paying attention. I want you guys to come out here. And it felt like it took that to kind of get people on board with what was happening with the Royals and what was going on. I think people are engaged with this team. I'm going to be really interested if that means they are coming out to the park for these games because of how important it are. The Royals have maybe never had more important September games than they're about to have, at least over the last 15 years. In 2014, I think you knew they couldn't win the division because the Tigers were better than them. They got, I mean, Labor Day weekend, they play the Cleveland Guardians here at Kauffman Stadium. Those are games that at least 30,000 people should be at for all three of those games.
Yeah. And I would expect that this weekend. I'm interested to see what you get the next three nights against Mike Troutless Angels ball club. But again, it shouldn't be about the opposition. It should be about Bobby and Seth Lugo tonight, and Salvi and Cole Reagans coming up tomorrow, Michael Lorenzen in the finale. Yeah, to me, there really aren't many similarities between the fan base now and 2014. You know, it was just a, you know, you know, it's not going to happen. You were always waiting for that other shoe to drop, but you're right. Even if the Royals make it to the postseason and, you know, lose to the Astros in the first round or fall short in the ALDS in the second round, I do think that there will be an ability from this fan base to explain why you're not hoisting the trophy at the end of the season. I also think there will be an excitement around the city because of the commitment that we've already seen from ownership. What they did last offseason, what J.J. Piccolo did last offseason, what he's now done in back-to-back trade deadlines, right? He won it last year with Cole Reagans. It looks like he may have won it again with Lucas Erceg this season. And you're not watching this team with an end date in mind, right? Throughout 14, 15, we always knew this ends at the end of the 2017 season. There isn't that end date for Bobby Witt Jr. right now in Kansas City. And right now, this franchise is Bobby Witt Jr., just like back then it was Moose and Haas. You knew Moose and Haas were gone after 2017. Right now the feeling is Bobby's never leaving. So to me, the good vibes, the good times in Kansas City should never leave either.
That is my guy, Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. You can catch him coming up in about 20 minutes as he gets you ready for pregame. We got the Royals and the Angels. You can catch that right here on 96.5 The Fan. You also can hear The Drive right here on 96.5 The Fan. Vern, man, you've been doing great coverage, man. Really excited for these next 3 weeks. And each one of these games, I'm telling you, man, it's going to feel like a football game just because of how important each of these games are and how each series they have over the course of the next 5 weeks is so important, man. Really excited to listen to you pre and post game. That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.